Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. Page one, a time for rhyme. Short little rhyme this week, but it's got six lines, but it means a lot to me, and I hope it'll mean a lot to you. It's entitled Prayer Request. When you bow your head this day, remember us when you pray. Please ask the Father up above to send us wisdom and His love. Your prayers mean more than words can say. Please speak to God for us today. Today's passage comes from Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Reading from the NIV, it says this. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Three things I noticed from this passage that I think are quite important. First of all, notice the words, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. The writer acts as if it's just another day in the life of Christ, and perhaps that's the point. Prayer was such a natural part of Jesus' life, it was like drinking water when he was thirsty or going to sleep when he was tired. It was part of his ongoing nature. Question: do you pray without ceasing? Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 and get back with me. Is prayer a natural part of your everyday? Second thing I noticed from this passage is the phrase, when he finished. That seems to indicate that the disciples knew not to interrupt him during his prayer time. You know, a conversation with God should demand our utmost attention. That's not to say that we should never be interrupted, but prayer needs to be understood as the most important interaction of any moment that we have. God's holiness demands it. And then thirdly, the request, Lord, teach us to pray, that indicates the attractive nature of Jesus' prayer life. Those around him wanted what he had. Prayer should not be viewed as boring or as a bothersome ritual. We must understand that those around about us need to see us demonstrate a vibrant, attractive prayer life so that our family and our friends will be drawn to communication with God. Page two. A wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. This one's entitled The Prayer Blanket, and it was written way back in 2008. Looks like it was January 2008. Each morning before the rest of the family wakes up, I try to slip out of the bedroom undetected in order to have a quiet time with God. Over the last year or so, I've been kneeling in front of the love seat to say my prayers. The room is often cold in the morning, so I take one of Cindy's throws and wrap it around me for warmth. But did you ever notice how short those little throws are? One thing I always try to do before starting my prayer time is remove all the distractions that I can. And you know what? Cold feet are a distraction. Because of this, I've started taking two of Cindy's throws and using one for the upper half of me and the other for the lower half of me. It can be a complicated wrapping process. For Christmas, I asked Cindy to make me one of her own special concoctions. That's not a good word. Her own special creations, that's the word. I wanted my own personal prayer blanket. I wanted one long enough to cover me from top to bottom, yet light enough to still be considered a throw. Today, I'm happy to announce that I got my prayer blanket. It is a very manly blue. That was important to me. After all, you know, all the trouble that I've gone through to remove all the distractions, I didn't want God to be distracted by some sissy prayer blanket. I love my prayer blanket. Now that I have my prayer blanket, you would think that I would find it easy to focus, and most mornings I do. But you have to understand, I'm not the only early riser in the family. One of the reasons I operate in stealth mode when leaving the bedroom is because I don't want to wake up Gabriel. As you know from other stories, he spends half the night in his own bed and the other half pushing me onto the floor while hogging my half of the bed. Many mornings I wake up with him on my shoulder instead of my wife, and somehow that just doesn't seem right. Anyway, on the mornings that I accidentally step on that bothersome creaky board in the floor or open the door too slowly so that it gives off that annoying squeak, my sleeping partner also joins me for prayer time. Now, I've trained Gabriel that he's not to interrupt me when I'm praying. He knows that when he sees me on my knees, that means that it's time for Dad and God to have their conversation. He needs to be quiet. And in fairness, he does try very hard to not to make any noise. But for all of you who have never had a five-year-old in your house, you need to know something. Making noise is not the only way a child can interrupt quiet time. I wish you could see it. Every Wish you could, well, I lost my spot. Oh, very quietly and awkwardly, Gabriel climbs under the blanket with me. You see, with the prayer blanket draped over my back, the space between my legs and the love seat makes a perfect little tent for a precious little boy. All through my prayer time, he rummages around trying to take new positions and poking me in the gut, trying to get comfortable. After what seems like hours of tortured prayer, he finally settles down and finds his spot. Generally, it's laying on his belly with his head between my feet and his feet jammed up into my stomach. Now Gabriel's content. Life lesson. Where do you find contentment? Do you have a special spot in the shadow of the Father? Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. What a neat passage. Here's a challenge. If you've never found that special spot in the shadow of the Almighty, bow your head right now and ask Him to lead you there. If you have found your special spot, adjust your schedule to spend more time there. Be sure to pray for those who have no shelter. Bow your head right now and ask God to help you find another with whom you can share the rest that you have found in the shadow of the Almighty. Page 3 wrap up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. This week, snuggle up next to God. Find your special spot in the shadow of the Father. Do you enjoy the Sunny Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you're interested in supporting our family ministry, please be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychiles.com, or they can be mailed to Sunny Childs and Family Ministries, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas, 72451. Until next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? Be there. Matthew 16:26.